Jaya Radhamadhauma Jaya Kanjaveya Jaya Radhamadhauma Ma Jaya Kanjaveya Gopi Chana Ballabha Jaya Kiri Varadhi Jaya Kiri Varadhi Gopi Nana Ballabha Jaya Kiri Varadhi Jaya Kiri Varadhi Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janu Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janu Ranjana Yamuna Tira Panachari Jaya Kunjavihari Jaya Kunjavihari Yamuna Tira Panachari Jaya Kunjavihari Jaya Kunjavihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Kridas Thakur Ki Jai, Param Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Srila Kridas Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrindi Gajaya Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopika Patnath Shayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gajaya Vrindavadam Gajaya Maturam Gajaya Jagannathasami Gajaya Yamunamai Gajaya Shrimati Lasidevi Gajaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Gajaya Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Budale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi paschacha deja tarani. So, omagana tumirandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshurun meditam yena tasmai shikadve namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual masters, Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada, so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge, while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Let me just send one message out to someone. Wow. Okay. Send it out. Okay, so we're going to go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita for all you sincere souls. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Okay, I'll just write this thing down. Just remember a letter I forgot to send. Letter. Okay, so we will share our screen and go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Here we go. 1 second to get it set up. Okay, we're going to begin with text 74 in the 12th chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita's Adi Lila, and this chapter deals with the branches, the sub-branches of Advaitacharya and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. Se achayera kriparabhajana Annaya se paila se chaitanya charana. By the mercy of Advaitacharya, the devotees who strictly follow the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attain the shelter of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet without difficulty. Achutariye mata e mata sara aram yatamata sava haila charakara. It should be concluded that the path of Achutananda is the essence of spiritual life. Those who do not follow this path simply scattered. Se acharya gani mori kauti namaskara chitananda praya chitanya jivana yanhara. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances millions of times to the Chaitananda's actual followers whose life and soul was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Eta kahilan acharya goshanira gana dinaskanda shakara kaila sanshepa ganana. Thus I briefly describe the three branches of Chaitananda, Krishna, Mishra, and Gopala Sri Advaitacharya's descendants. Shaka upa shaka tara nahika ganana kichunat matra kahi kari digdarasana. There are multifarious branches and sub-branches of Advaitacharya. It is very difficult to enumerate them fully. I have simply given you a glimpse of the whole trunk and its branches and sub-branches. Sri Gadadhara Pandita Shakati Mahottama Tanra Upachaka Kichu Kariye Ganana. After describing the branches and sub-branches of Advaitacharya, I shall now attempt to describe some of the descendants of Sri Gadadhara Pandit, the most important among the branches. Shakashresta Dhruvananda Shitara Brahmachari Bhagavatacharya Haridasa Brahmachari. The chief branches of Sri Gadadhar Pandit were Sri Dhruvananda, Ashtadhara Brahmachari, Haridasa Brahmachari, and Bhagavata Acharya. Text 152 of the Gauranga Deshtipika describes Sri Dhruvananda Brahmachari as an incarnation of Lalita, and text 194 and 199 describe Ashtadhara Brahmachari as the gopi known as Chandra Latika. Now, That may appear to be a little interesting, let's say, because Swarup Damodar Goswami is sometimes described as Lalita, and here we find someone else. So the explanation is that in many cases these are empowered incarnations. Ananta Acharya Kapidata Mishra Nayana Gangamantri Mamu Akor Kanta Balarana. The fifth branch was Anantacharya, the sixth Kapidata, the seventh Nayana Mishra, the eighth Gangamantri, the ninth Mamu Takura, and the tenth Kantabharana. Text 197 and 207, the Gaura Ganadesh Tipika described Kapidata as the gopi named Talakanti. Text 196 and 207 described Nayana Mishra as the gopi named Nitya Manjari. And text 196 and 205 describe Ganga Mantri as the gopi named Chandrika. Mamu Thakur, whose real name was Jagannatha Chakravarti, was the nephew of Sri Nilambara Chakravarti, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grandfather. In Bengal, a maternal uncle is called Mama, and in East Bengal and Orissa, Mamu. Thus, Jagannath Chakravarti was known as Mama or Mamu Thakura. Mamu Thakura's residence was in the district of Faridpur, in the village known as Magdoba. After the demise of Sri Gadadhar Pandit, Mamu Thakura became the priest in charge of the temple known as Tota Gopinath in Jagannath Puri. According to the opinion of some Vaishnavas, Mamu Thakur was formerly known as Sri Rupa Manjari. Now, it's interesting, Rupa Goswami is known as Rupa Manjari also. These are very interesting descriptions. The followers of Mamu Thakur were Raghunath Goswami, Ramachandra, Radhavallabha, Krishna Jivana, Shyama Sundara, Shantamani, Harinatha, Navinachandra, Motilala, Dayamayi, and Kunjavihari. Kantabharana, whose original name was Sri Ananta Jataraja, was the gopi named Gopali in Krishna Lila. Bhugarbha Goshani Ara Bhagavata Dasa Ye Dwiyasi Kaila Vrindavane Vasa. The 11th branch of Gadadhar Goswami was Bhugarbha Goswami, the 12th was Bhagavata Das. Both of them went to Vrindavan and resided there for life. So Prabhupada explains that Bhugarbha Goshani, formerly known as Prema Manjari, was a great friend of Lokanath Goswami, who constructed the temple of Gokulananda. When Let me just turn this off. This is a little disturbing, having this go off. Constructing the temple of Gokulananda. Okay. One of the seven important temples of Vrindavan, namely those of Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Radha Raman, Shyama Sundara, Radha Damodar, and Gokulananda, which are authorized institutions of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So these are the prominent temples in Vrindavan. Vaninatha Brahmachari, Vada Mahashaya, Vallabha Chaitanya Dasa, Krishna Prema Maya. The 13th branch was Vaninatha Brahmachari, and the 14th was Vallabha Chaitanya Das. Both of these great personalities were always filled with love of Krishna. Vaninatha Brahmachari is described in the 10th chapter, verse 114 of the Adi Lila, a disciple of Vallabha Chaitanya named Nalini Mohana Goswami established a temple of Madan Gopal in Navadvipa. Srinatha Chakravarti Arahudava Udava Dasa Jitamitra Kashtakalka Jagannatha Dasa. The 15th branch was Srinatha Chakravarti, the 16th Udava, the 17th Jitamrita, and the 18th Jagannatha Das. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasha The Shakha Nirnaya, verse 13, mentions Srinath Chakravarti as a reservoir of all good qualities and an expert in the service of Lord Krishna. Similarly, verse 35 mentions Uddhava Das as being greatly qualified in distributing love of Godhead to everyone. The Gauraganadesh Dipika 202 mentions Chitam Mitra as the gopi named Shama Mantri. Chitam Mitra wrote a book entitled Krishna Madhurya, meaning the sweetness of Krishna. Jagannath Das was a resident of Vikramapura near Dhaka, that's in Bangladesh. His birthplace was in the village known as Kashtakata or Katadia. His descendants now reside in villages known as Ariyala, Kamarapada, and Paikapada. He established a temple of Yasho Madhava. The worshippers in this temple are the Goswamis of Adiyala. As one of the 64 Sakhis, that means the girlfriends of Radharani, he was formerly an assistant of Chitra Devi Gopi, named Tilakini. The following is a list of his descendants, namely Raman Rishringa, Ramagopala, Ramachandra, Sanatana, Mukta, Rama, Gopinatha, Goloka, Hari Mohan, Shiromani, Rakala, Raja, Madhava, and Lakshmi Kanta. The Shakha Niranaya mentions that Jagannath Das preached the Hare Krishna movement in the district or state of Tripura. It's very far north in India. So, Sri Hari Acharya Sati Purya Gopala, Krishna Dasa Brahmachari Pushpa Gopala. The 19th branch was Sri Hari Acharya, the 20th, Sati Purya Gopala, the 21st, Krishna Dasa Brahmachari, and the 22nd, Pushpa Gopala, means flower Gopala. The Gauraganadesh Dipika 196 and 207 mentions that Hari Achari was formerly the gopi named Kalakshi. Sati Puriya Gopala is celebrated as a preacher of the Hare Krishna movement in Vikramapura in East Bengal, now Bangladesh. Krishna Das Brahmachari was formerly among the group of Sakis, that means the girlfriends of Radharani, known as the Ashta Sakis. Wow. His name was Induleka. Krishna Das Brahmachari lived in Vrindavan. There's a tomb in the Radha Damodara temple known as Krishna Das's tomb. Some say that this is the tomb of Krishna Das Brahmachari, and others say that it is of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. In either case, we offer our respects because both of them were expert in distributing love of Godhead to the fallen souls of this age. The Shakha Nirnaya mentions that Pushpa Gopala was formerly known as Swarna Gramaka. Shiharsha Raghumitra Pandita Lakshminatha Bhangavati Chidanyadasa Shri Raghunatha. The 23rd branch was Shriharsha, the 24th, Raghumishra, the 25th, Lakshminatha Pandit, the 26th, Bhangavati Chidanyadasa, and the 27th, Raghunatha. Raghumishra is described in the Gauraganadesh Dipika 195 and 201 as Karpura Manjri. Similarly, Lakshminatha Pandit is mentioned as Rason Mata, and Bhangavati Chaitanyas is mentioned as Kali. Wow. That's not Kali Yuga, that's Kali the goddess. The Shakha Nirnaya states that Bhagavati Chaitanyas was always seen with tears full, seen with eyes full of tears. He also had a branch of descendants. Their names were Mathura Prasada, Rukmini Kanta, Jivana Krishna, Yugala Kishora, Ratana Krishna, Radha Madhava, Ushamani, Vaikunthanatha, and Lala Mohana, or Lala Mohana Shaha, Shankha Nidhi. Lala Mohana was a great merchant in the city of Dhaka. The Gauraganadesh Dipika 194 and 200 mentions that Raghunath was formerly Varangada. So, Amoga Pandita Hasti Gopala Chaitanya Balava Yadu Ganguliara Mangala Vaishnava. The 28th branch was Amoga Pandita, the 29th Hasti Gopala, the 30th Chaitanya Balava, the 31st Yadu Ganguli, and the 32nd Mangala Vaishnava. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasha, Sri Mangala Vaishnava was a resident of the village of Tita Kana in the district of Murshidabad. His forefathers were Shaktas who worshipped the goddess Kriteshwari. It is said that Mangala Vaishnava, formerly a staunch brahmachari, left home and later married the daughter of his disciple, Prananath Adhikari, in the village of Mayanadala. The descendants of this family are known as the Thakuras of Kandada, which is the village in the district of Burdwa near Kathua. Scattered descendants of Mangala Vaishnava, 36 families altogether, still live there. Among the celebrated disciples of Mangala Thakur are Prananatha Adhikari, Purushottama Chakravarti of the village of Kandada, and Nrsingha Prasad Mitra, whose family members are well-known Mridanga players. Shuddha Krishna Mitra and Nikunja Vihari Mitra are both especially famous Mridanga players. In the family of Purushottama Chakravarti, there are famous persons like Kunja Vihari Chakravarti and Radha Vallabha Chakravarti, who now live in the district of Birbhum. They professionally recite songs from Chaitanya Mangal. It is said that when Mangala Thakur was constructing a road from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, he found a deity of Radha Vallabha while digging a lake. At that time, he was living in the locality of Kandada, in the village named Ranipura. The Shalagram Shila, personally worshipped by Mangala Thakur, still exists in the village of Kandada. A temple has been constructed there for the worship of Vrindavana Chandra. Mangala Thakur had three sons, Radhika Prasad, Gopi Ramana, and Shama Kishora. The descendants of these three sons are still living. All right. Chakrabarti Shivananda Sada Brajabasi Mahashakamadye Tenho Sudra Vishvasi. Shivananda Chakrabarti, the 33rd branch, who always lived in Vrindavan with firm conviction, is considered an important branch of Gadadhar Pandit. The Gauranga Dashadipika 183 mentions that Shivananda Chakrabarti was formerly Lubanga Manjari. The Shaka Niranaya, written by Yodananda Das, also names other branches of Gadadhar Pandit as follows: Madhvacharya, Gopal Das, Sri Dayananda, Balabhavata, that is the Vallabha Sampradaya or Pushti Marga Sampradaya, is very famous. Madhu Pandit, this famous devotee, lived near Kadadaha in the village known as Shanivon Nagaram, about 2 miles east of the Kadadaha station, and constructed the temple of Gopinathji in Vrindavan. Wow, a very important temple, one of the main temples. Chutananda Chandrasekhara Vakeshwara Pandit, Damodara Bhagavanacharya, Ananta Acharya Varya, Krishnadas, Paramananda Bhattacharya, Bhavananda Goswami, Chaitanya Das, Lokanatha Bhatta, this devotee who lived in the village of Talakadi in the district of Yashohara, Jeshur, and constructed the temple of Radha Vinod, was the spiritual master of Narottama Das Thakur and a great friend of Bhagarbha Goswami. Wow. So we're talking about Lokanath Goswami, obviously. And I'll tell that story in a second. Govindacharya, Akura Thakur, Sanketa Acharya, Pratipadija, Kamala Kanta Acharya, Yadavacharya, and Narayanapan Patihari, a resident of Jagannath Puri. So, as far as Lokanath Goswami is concerned, he and Bhagarbha Goswami were great friends, and they were sent to Vrindavan to prepare the grounds for the other Goswamis before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, because Lokanath Goswami loved Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much that he couldn't bear to see Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi. So even when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, Lokanath Goswami was somewhere else looking for him, which is really interesting. So wherever Lokanath Goswami didn't see him like face to face again during that lifetime. So Lokanath Goswami was a very humble devotee. He had taken a vow never to initiate any disciples. So Narottama Das Thakur was determined to have Lokanath Goswami as a spiritual master, because this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. So Narottama Das Thakur asked Lokanath Goswami for initiation. Lokanath Goswami said, "No way." So Narottama Das Thakur took a very humble position, or of course he always was very humble, and he began to serve Lokanath Goswami by regularly cleansing the place where Lokanath Goswami relieved himself, or In those days, one relieved themselves outside. I think you understand, in a latrine. And so Loganatha Goswami was wondering who was cleaning this. So one day he spotted Narottama Das Thakur. He became overwhelmed with compassion and agreed to initiate Narottama Das Thakur. So Narottama Das Thakur's spiritual master is Loganatha Goswami. That's the story. So let's go ahead. Eta sangshepe kahilan panditera gana chayara shaka upashakara ganana. Thus I have briefly described the branches and sub-branches of Gadadhar Pandit. There are still many more that I have not mentioned here. Panditera gana sabha bhagavata danya pranavalabha shavara shri krishna chaitanya. All the followers of Gadadhar Pandit are considered great devotees because they have Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their life and soul. Etina skandera kalun shakara ganana yansavasmarane bhavabandha vimochana. Simply by remembering the names of all these branches and sub-branches of the three trunks I have described, Nityananda, Dvaita, and Gadadhar, one attains freedom from the entanglement of material existence. So that's why it's beneficial to hear their names. You're associating with the great personalities. Yan sabasmarane pai chaitanya chadana yan sabasmarane yahayavanshita purana. Simply by remembering the names of all these Vaishnavas, one can attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, simply by remembering their holy names, one achieves the fulfillment of all desires. Atevatan sabara vandiye charana chaitanya ma lira kahi lira anukrama. Therefore, offering my obeisances at the lotus feet of them all, I shall describe the pastimes of the gardener Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in chronological order. Gora lilamrita sindhu apara gada kekarite pare tana avagada sada. The ocean of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immeasurable and unfathomable. Who can have the courage to measure that great ocean? Tahara Madhurya Gande Lubdahayamana Ataiva Tate Rahi Chakye Kagatkana. It is not possible to dip into that great ocean, but its sweet, mellow fragrance attracts my mind. I therefore stand on the shore of that ocean and try to taste a drop of it. So we're ending the chapter again. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yarahasha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. So let's see. Here we go on to the next chapter. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 12th chapter describing the expansions of Advaitacharya and Gadadhar Pandit. And chapter 13 describes the advent, means the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the chapter ceremony is, not ceremony, chapter summary. The 13th chapter describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. The entire Adi Lila describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's household life. And similarly, the Ancha Lila describes his life in the sannyas order. Within the Lord's Ancha Lila, the first 6 years of his sannyas life are called the Majja Lila. During this time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu toured southern India, went to Vrindavan, returned from Vrindavan, and preached the Sankirtan movement. A learned Brahmana named Upendra Mishra resided in the district of Srihatta, was the father of Jagannath Mishra, who came to Navadvip to study under the direction of Nilambara Chakravarti and then settled there after marrying Nilambara Chakravarti's daughter, Sachi Devi. Sri Sachi Devi gave birth to 8 children, all daughters who died one after the other, immediately after birth. After her 9th pregnancy, she gave birth to a son who was named Vishvarupa. Then in 1407 Shaka era, that is 1486 AD, in the full moon evening of the month of Falguna with the moon in the constellation of Singha Leo, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as the son of Sri Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra. After hearing of the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, learned scholars and Brahmins bringing many gifts came to see the newborn baby. Nilambara Chakravarti, who was a great astrologer, immediately prepared a horoscope, and by astrological calculation he saw that the child was a great personality. This chapter describes the symptoms of this great personality. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Okay. The appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, in about 2 weeks. We have the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is called Gaura Purnima. Gaura Purnima. That means the golden full moon. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are like the moon and the sun. Okay. So let us start this chapter. Sa prasidato Chaitanya Devo Yasya Prasadataka Talila Varnane Yogya Sadya Syadadamopyayam. I wish the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even one who has fallen can describe the pastimes of the Lord. So humbly he's begging for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to be able to describe these pastimes, because no one can describe the pastimes unless they have special empowerment. To describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Sri Krishna, one needs supernatural power, which is the grace and mercy of the Lord. And you get that by pleasing the Lord's devotees. Without this grace and mercy, one cannot compose transcendental literature. By dint of the grace of the Lord, however, even one who is unfit for a literary career can describe wonderful transcendental topics. Description of Krishna is possible for one who is empowered. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tari Pravartana Chaitanya Charitamrita Anjalila 7:11. Unless endowed with the mercy of the Lord, one cannot preach of the Lord's name, fame, qualities, form, entourage, and so on. It should be concluded, therefore, that the writing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami manifests the specific mercy bestowed upon the author, although he thought of himself as the most fallen. We should not consider him fallen because he describes himself as such. Rather, anyone who is able to compose such transcendental literature is our esteemed master. So Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gaura Chandra Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Jaya Nityananda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Dvaita Chandra. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Jaya Jaya Gadadhar Jaya Srinivasa Jaya Mukunda Vasudeva Jaya Haridasa. All glories to Gadadhar Prabhu. All glories to Srivas Thakur. All glories to Mukunda Prabhu and Vasudeva Prabhu. All glories to Hridasa Thakura. Let me think of something. That's interesting. Jaya Damodara Swarupa Jaya Murari Gupta Jaya Sabachandrodaye Atama Kaila Gupta. All glories to Sarup Damodar Murari Gupta. All these brilliant moons have together dissipated the darkness of this material world. Jaya Sri Chaitanya Chandra Bhakta Chandragana Sabara Prema Joshnayo Jvala Tri Bhuvana. All glories to the moons which are devotees of the principal moon, Lord Chaitanya Chandra. Their brilliant or bright moonshine illuminates the entire universe. In this verse, we find the moon described as Chandragana, which is plural in number. This indicates that there are many moons. In Bhagavad Gita 10:21, the Lord says, Nakshatrana Maham Ashashi, among the stars and moon. All the stars are like the moon. Western astronomers consider the stars to be suns, but Vedic astronomers, following the Vedic scriptures, consider them moons. The sun has the ability to shine powerfully, and the moons reflect the sunshine and therefore look brilliant. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is described to be like the sun. The supreme, powerful is the supreme personality of Godhead Sri Krishna or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his devotees are also bright and illuminating because they reflect the supreme sun. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majalila 22:31 states, Krishna Surya Sama, Mayahoyandakara, Yahan Krishna Tahanahi, Mayara Adhikara. Krishna is bright like the sun. As soon as the sun appears, there's no question of darkness or nescience. Similarly, the present verse also describes that by the illumination of all the moons, brightened by the reflection of the Krishna sun, or by the grace of all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the entire world will be illuminated despite the darkness of Kali Yuga. Only the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga, the ignorance of the population of this age. No one else can do so. We therefore wish that all the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement may reflect the supreme sun and thus dissipate the darkness of the entire world. And of course, this is a topic we've heard many, many times before, especially that the definition of Maya is the absence of Krishna, or the definition of darkness is the absence of light. Darkness isn't an entity unto itself. It's simply the absence of the entity known as light. Got it. Eta kahila grantarambe mukhavanda ebe kahi chitanya lila krama anubanda. Thus I have spoken the preface of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now I shall describe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in chronological order. Here we go. Pratameta sutra rupe karye ganana First, let me give a synopsis of the Lord's pastimes, then I shall describe them in detail. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Navadvipe Avatari Atachalisha Vatsara Prakata Vihari. Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inventing himself in Navadvipa, was visible for 48 years enjoying his pastimes. Chodha Shata Sata Shake Janmera Pramana Choda Shata Panchane Haila Antartana. In the year 1407 of the Shaka era, that's our year, 1486, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and in the year 1455, that's our year, 1534, he disappeared from this world. So it was like 48 years in this world. Kavisha Vatsara Prabhu Kaila Grihabasa Nirantakaila Krishna Kirtana Vilasa. For 24 years, Lord Chaitanya lived in the Grahastha Ashram at his household life, always engaging in the pastimes of the Hare Krishna movement. Kavisha Vatsara Sheshe Kariya Sanyasa Arak Kavisha Vatsara Kaila Nilachale Vasa. After 24 years, he accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas, and he resided for 24 years more at Jagannath Puri. Taramaje chaya vatsara gamana gamana kabu dakshina kabu goda kabu brindavana. Of these last 24 years, he spent the first six continually touring India, sometimes in South India, sometimes in Bengal, and sometimes in Vrindavana. Ashtadasha vatsara rahila nilachale krishna prema namamrite vashala sakale. For the remaining 18 years, he continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri chanting the nectarian Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He inundated everyone there in a flood of love of Krishna. Garhasche parvora lila harilika lilakyana Majanta Lila Shesha Lila Radhvi Nama. The pastimes of his household life are known as the Adi Lila, or the original pastimes. The later pastimes are known as the Majan Lila and Anjan Lila, or the middle and final pastime. Just to reiterate, he was in this world for 48 years. First 24, household life in Navadvip. The second 24 were his sannyas years. And the first six of those sannyas years, he traveled all over India, different places, South India, Vrindavan, other holy places too. So Adi Lila Maje Parvura Yate Gacharita Sutra Upe Morari Gupta Karila Kratita. All the pastimes enacted by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Adi Lila were recorded in summary form by Morari Gupta. So in other words, he kept Murari Gupta, who was a doctor, also incarnation of Hanuman, he kept a diary, Kadacha it's called, And that diary elaborate in that diary he elaborated on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's different activities. That diary was used as source material for part of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhu Yeshe Shalila Surupadamadhar Suchakari Granti Lena Grantera Vitara. His later pastimes, the Majalila and Anjalila, were recorded in the form of notes by his secretaries, the Rup Damodar Goswami, and thus kept within a book. Edwi Janera Sutra Dekia Shunya Varnana Karena Vaishnava Krama Ye Kariya. By seeing and hearing the notes recorded by these two great personalities of Vaishnava devotee, the Lord can know these pastimes one after the other. Balya Pugunda Kaishora Yovana Chariveda Ataivari Kande Lila Chariveda. In his original pastimes, there are four divisions: Balya, Pugunda, Kaishora, and Yovana, childhood, early childhood, later boyhood, and youth. Sarva Sadguna Purnam Tam Vande Paguna Purnimam Yasham Shri Krishna Chaitanyo Vatirna Krishna Namabihi. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the full moon evening in the month of Palguna, an auspicious time of full of auspicious symptoms, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had vented himself with the chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna. Very nice. Balguna Purnima Sanjaya Prabhura Janmodaya Se Kalidaiva Yoga Chandra Gahana Yaya. On the full moon evening in the month of Balguna, when the Lord took birth, coincidentally, there was also a lunar eclipse. Hari Hari Vale Loka Hari Sita Hara Sita Hana Janmila Chaitanya Prabhu Nama Janvaya. In jubilation, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hari Hari, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared after first causing the appearance of the holy name. Now there's, of course, there's the ritual that whenever there's an eclipse, a solar or lunar eclipse, you're supposed to not eat, not do deity worship, not sleep, and basically not do anything except for chanting the Lord's holy names. So this was a trick by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is, he appeared during the eclipse so that everyone would be chanting Hare Krishna. Not only did they chant Hare Krishna, but where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared was the Ganges. And so they were half submerged in the Ganges, that means up to their waist, and they were chanting the Lord's holy names, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, during that particular time. And I remember there was one year, and I forget the year right now, after Prabhupada left the planet, when we actually had an eclipse on Gaur Purnima, and I remember going into the Ganges and chanting the Lord's holy names, greeting the appearance of the moon, because on the Gaur Purnima day you're supposed to fast until the moon appears in the evening, usually the same time as sunset, and actually it is the same time as sunset. Janma Balya Pugunda Kaishora Yuvakale Adinama Layaila Prabhu Nana Chale. At his birth, in his childhood, and in his early and later boyhood, as well as in his youth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under different pleas, induced people to chant the holy name of Hari, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So even by being born, he got people to chant. Balya Bhava Chale Prabhu Karena Krantana Krishna Hari Nama Shuni Rahai Rodana. In a childhood, when the Lord was crying, he would stop immediately upon hearing the holy names Krishna and Hari. In other words, he would cry like anything, and all the ladies would try to get him to stop, and the only way they could get him to stop was by chanting Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. And then he would smile. Adeva Hari Hari Bale Nari Gana Jana. All the friendly ladies who came to see the child would chant the holy names Hari Hari as soon as the child would cry. Agora Hari Bale Tare Ase Sarvanari Otaiva Haila Tanra Nama Gora Hari. When all the ladies saw this fun, they enjoyed laughing and called the Lord Gora Hari, means Golden Lord. From then on, Gaurahari became another of his names. Of course, he was originally called Nimai because he was born under the Nim tree. How about that? The neem tree is antiseptic, gets rid of bugs, it's very auspicious, you know, very bitter taste. Whenever I go to Sridhar Mayapur, I go to the place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, and what do? I take some leaves from that neem tree under which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and I eat those leaves, and I feel better. Balhyavayasa yavat hate kare tila poganda vayasa yavat vivaha nakaye la. His education lasted until the date of his hate kare, the beginning of his education. And his age from the end of his childhood until he married is called upoganda. Vivaha karila haila navina yovana sarvatra loyaila prabhu nama sankirtan. After his marriage, his youth began, and in his youth he induced everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra anywhere and everywhere. Poganda vayase padena padana shishakane sarvatra karena krishna namaravya kyane. During his Boganda age, he became a serious student and also taught disciples. In this way, he used to explain the holy name of Krishna everywhere. Sutra vritti panjitika krishneti tatparya shishira pratita haya prabhava ascharya. When teaching a course in grammar, vyakarana, and explaining it with notes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his disciples about the glories of Lord Krishna. All explanations culminated in Krishna, and his disciples could understand them very easily. Thus, his influence was wonderful. Srila Jiva Goswami compiled the grammar in two parts, named the Lagu Hari Namamrita Vyakarana and the Brihadari Namamrita Vyakarana. If someone studies these two texts in Vyakarana, or grammar, he learns the grammatical rules of the Sanskrit language and simultaneously learns how to become a great devotee of Lord Krishna. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Majjhakanda, first chapter, there is a statement about the method by which Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught grammar. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained the aphorisms of grammar to be eternal, like the holy name of Krishna, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter, text 15. Vidaischa sahara hame vavidyaha. The purport of all revealed scriptures is understanding of Krishna. Therefore, if a person explains anything that is not Krishna, he simply wastes his time laboring hard without fulfilling the aim of his life. If one simply becomes a teacher or professor of education but does not understand Krishna, it is to be understood that he is among the lowest of mankind, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Naradama Mayaya Prityagyanaha. If one does not know the essence of all revealed scriptures, he still becomes a teacher. His teaching is like the disturbing brain of an ass. We will read the next text. Yari deka tari kahi kaha krishna nama krishna name vasaila navadvipa grama. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a student, he asked whomever he met to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In this way, he inundated the whole town of Navadvipa with the chanting of Hare Krishna. The present Navadvipa Dhamma is but part of the whole Navadvipa. Navadvipa means nine islands. These nine islands, which occupy an area of land estimated at 32 square miles, are surrounded by different branches of the Ganges. In all nine of these islands of the Navadvipa area, there are different places for cultivating devotional service. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, text 23, that there are Nava, Vidha, Bhakti, nine different activities of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dashanam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam. There are different islands in the Navadvipa area for cultivation of these nine varieties of devotional service. They are as follows: Antaradvipa, Sivantadvipa, Godrumadvipa, Majadvipa, Dvipa means island, Koladvipa, Ritudvipa, Janudvipa, Modadruma Dvipa, and Rudra Dvipa. According to the settlement map, our ISKCON Navadvipa Center is situated on the Rudra Dvipa Island below Rudra Dvipa, and Adar Dvipa is Mayapur. There, Sri Jagannath Mishra, the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, used to reside. In all these different islands, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a young man used to lead his Sankirtan party. He thus inundated the entire area with the waves of love of Christ. Krishna. And then we will end there for today. As we went to 30. Okay. So we covered quite a bit today. So let's take some questions in a second detail. All right. So you are all welcome to ask questions if you like.
Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances.
Okay, what's the question?
Question is, was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had a first 25, 4 years as a household life. Was he married?
Yes, he was married. Not for 24 years. Obviously. Household life means he lived at home. Not that he was married for 24 years. That would have meant he got married as soon as he was born. Yes, he was married for a few of those years. From about the time he was 16, and then his first wife passed away, Lakshmi Priya, passed away due to separation when he went to East Bengal, and his second wife, Vishnu Priya, worshipped him after he took sannyas, and she was only about 16 years old when he took sannyas.
Any kids?
So, what's that?
Any kids?
No, no kids.
All our panchtattvas are married.
What's that?
All our panchtattva, like Sri Rupa's, like when we study the Chaitanya, like, you know, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Shiva Sari, of all the panchtattva, they all of them are married.
Yes, except for Gadadhar Pandit and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Three of them.
You said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is married.
I'm sorry, yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu married, but he didn't have any children.
All the Panchatvas are married, except Gadadhar Pandit.
Yeah, except for Gadadhar Pandit, they were all married at one particular point. So, yes, they were all married. Except for Gadadhar Pandit. Yes, Srivast Thakur was married. He had children. Dwaitacharya had children. And Lord Nityananda had children. Okay? But Gadadhar obviously wasn't married, didn't have children. Lord Chaitanya didn't have any children. All right. So, who else has questions? Let's get questions from someone else at this point. Sumoka, you have some questions. Hare Krishna. How is Manjumukhi doing?
He's coping up slowly, Gurudev.
That's good. Please give her my blessings and tell her I've been praying for her.
I'll do that, Gurudev. Regarding, you know, when this Rishi Durasamuni went to, when Duryodhana sent Durasamuni to go to Pandavas in the forest, and when Draupadi took the meal from that special pot which was given to him by Sun God, and then she was in problem, and the first thing she did, she remembered Krishna. So Krishna came and helped her. So in the case of Mahabharata, when he was disrobed by Sasan. We see that she went to Pitama Bhish, she went to Dhritra, she went to Acharya, she went to her husband's.
Yes.
But why didn't she remember Krishna the first time when she was difficult there in the forest? She remembered Krishna first. Here, why he remembered Krishna in the last?
Why did she remember Krishna first? Because her husbands were there. And she expected them to protect her. A devotee doesn't ask Krishna for protection unless there's no other alternative. You know, you don't ask Krishna for service unless there's no other alternative. Mm-hmm. If you can do something yourself, don't just sit back and let Krishna do it. You should explore all other alternatives before demanding or asking Krishna to do something. You know, and only if it's an emergency and not for self-centered or selfish reasons should you be asking Krishna. Yeah, it's not that you should be asking Krishna, Krishna, I want something to eat. No, you should, you rascal, you should go and cook it yourself. So that's the point. Okay, who else has a question? Anyone else have a question? Wow, no one else has a question today. This is pretty interesting. Okay, we'll give... Rakesh already asked questions.
Nobody else is asking Guru there.
That's all right. We'll give the, give someone else a question, an opportunity like Nalini Kant. What's your question, Nalini Kant?
Hare Krishna,
Gurudev. Hare Krishna, Radha Padma.
Please accept our humble obeisances, Gurudev. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Good to see you. When are you going to let me come to New Zealand?
If it was in our hand, Gurudev, now. We are really eagerly waiting for you, Guru Maharaj.
All right, talk to the government.
Guru Maharaj, I have a question where in Krishna Leela, when Indra actually does his Govardhan, where Krishna does his Govardhan Leela, all because of Indra's reign and all,
right.
Krishna is not very unhappy, but at the same time, Krishna is not very happy with Brahma doing Vimohan Leela. Why is it so, and where is this Leela? Where do we find this difference between Krishna's reactions for Indra as well as Brahma?
I don't understand. Krishna was not happy with either of them for doing what they did. What's the question?
The question basically is, the effects, I'm not able to word it properly, but the effect of like Krishna was satisfied after after Indra asks for forgiveness, but at the same time when Brahma asks for forgiveness, Brahma felt that even though Krishna excused him, but Brahma definitely felt that he committed a big offense, and therefore
yes.
In Navadvip Leela he comes in as Haridas Thakur.
Yes, so that's actually a blessing to come as Haridas Thakur. Mm-hmm. And Indra actually had to suffer because the result of his activities is that he continued as Indra, and Indra has so much lust. So which is better, to continue as Indra or to come as Haridas Thakur and be Namacharya in the holy names? So it's actually better. It's better. Lord Brahma's punishment was actually much better. And it wasn't a punishment, it was actually a blessing. That's a blessing. Whereas Indra had to remain as Indra, and he had to suffer the effects of all of his lusty activities. Because the punishment for offending devotees, and Indra certainly tried to offend the devotees, he tried to kill them all. Whereas Lord Brahma didn't try to kill the devotees. You know, it's actually quite more serious Indra's offense, because he tried to kill all the residents of Vrindavan, including Krishna. Whereas Lord Brahma didn't have that intention. He was just playing a trick. He put them to sleep in a cave. So Indra's reaction was far more intense, that he got to continue as a lusty demigod, whereas Lord Brahma got a chance to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So Gurudev, after committing so many offenses, why Indra is still the leader of all the demigods and like
Krishna keeps helping.
And Krishna keeps helping all the time.
Do you think it's a blessing to be the leader of the demigods?
No.
No. I mean, it's just I don't think it's a blessing. I think it's practically speaking a curse to be the leader of the demigods. But anyway, Indra's a devotee, but you know the story how he has these eyes all over his body because he's just so lusty and attached. I mean, it's very embarrassing to be such a personality like that. So Indra's, it's not such a great position to be in Indra's position. I would rather be in my position than Indra's position. Because you're thinking it would be good in Indra's position because you get to be in charge of all the demigods, you get to be rich, you got all these dancing girls around you. That's misery. That's actually misery. It's like punishment. The real nectar is like what happened to Lord Brahma and being Haridas Thakur and being absorbed in Krishna's holy names. Yashaham anagrinami hurishe tadanamshanai, Krishna says. For those who I especially favor, I take everything away. Sometimes when Krishna gives you everything and you're not a great devotee, that everything is not really a blessing. It's just because you were so damn materially attached that Krishna understood you had to have it. Whereas for those who are special, like with Prabhupada, Krishna took everything away from him, and Prabhupada basically took that as an impetus or as a blessing, and then went to preach Krishna consciousness, and then Krishna gave him everything so that Prabhupada could use everything in his service. So don't look at it externally. You know, sometimes people look at it externally, especially people from India look at something externally. You see someone very wealthy and you think, oh, he has Krishna's blessings. Like many times people come to me and they say, and I've mentioned this before, they say, Maharaj, give me your blessings. And I say, I bless you to be Krishna conscious. And they say, I don't want that blessing. I want the blessing that my business will be successful. People come and they bring their car to me and they say, I want you to bless my new Rolls Royce or my new whatever it is, you know, Mercedes. They actually even say, we're offering this to Krishna, when in fact they're not offering it to Krishna. They just want Krishna to bless their sense gratification. But a real devotee is when Krishna takes everything away, then the devotee just gets immersed in the holy names. So look what happened to Lord Brahma. That's a blessing. And what happened to Indra, I don't think it's so much of a blessing. But you're thinking, you have this material conception, oh, you're thinking we're really blessed because we have this nice big house and we have everything we want and we're healthy. We're really blessed. Of course, that may be Krishna's blessing, but that's not the real blessing. The real blessing is a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna. That's a real blessing. Other things, you know, I'm really blessed. You know, I can think I'm really blessed. I get have a nice car. I have, what else do I have that I'm really blessed? I have so many servants. No, that's not a blessing. Blessing is to have a taste for hearing and chanting. Otherwise, life is just a waste of time. Dharma swanasita pumsam bishwakshena gata suyad notpadiyad yadi ratim shrama evi kevalam. If one does everything nicely but doesn't get the blessing of getting a taste for hearing and chanting, then his life really isn't blessed at that point.
So
Okay?
Gurudev, from this, do we understand that Indra is not a devotee, but Brahma is?
No, Indra is a devotee. He's a Sakama devotee. Sakama means he's a devotee, but he really wants to use Krishna consciousness to enjoy. So demigods are generally Sakama devotees. That means they say, I want to serve Krishna by being the boss. Like people will do that, like, Like I said, I want to serve Krishna by being a GBC. So Krishna gives me a position. That's Sakama. Anyway, by being in charge. You know, so.
That's one question.
That's Sakama. You know, Indra's definitely a devotee. It's just that he's not a very high devotee. Whereas Lord Brahma is a very high devotee. Yes. I mean, if Indra was a pure devotee, he would have never thought of trying to kill the residents in Vrindavan. He actually attempted murder. Just think about it. Whereas Lord Brahma never attempted murdering anyone. He was just like trying to test Krishna. That's the difference. Okay.
Thank you, Gurudev. So one more question.
What's that?
Can I ask one quick question?
Yeah, one more question.
Gurudev, I've come across two writings. I think one was in Lilamrita, where it mentioned about Srila Prabhupada's younger brother, when he bought that house which was haunted and family refused to go there, and he was calling his brother for help. Krishna Das something. Does he have a brother?
Prabhupada has a younger brother, but the story I heard was that Prabhupada bought the house and Prabhupada got rid of the ghosts. That was the story Prabhupada told.
But he called his brother to help with the business. So that means he has a younger brother, Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada had a brother, yeah.
Okay. It's not his cousin, but he has a real brother.
Well, from what I understand, he had a brother.
Okay.
Because you see a picture of Prabhupada with his younger brother, and Prabhupada actually had bought a car for his younger brother to use as a taxi business.
Okay.
Prabhupada set up a taxi business. Prabhupada was one of the first people to buy a car. See, Prabhupada was very much into technology.
Yes.
So he had a car so he could have a taxi business and probably made money at it. Okay?
Thank you. All right.
Okay, it's time. We'll see everybody tomorrow evening. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Prabhupada.